From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. President Obama wants to spend more than $8 billion on building a pair of nuclear power plants in Georgia as part of a comprehensive clean energy policy. The Energy Department has approved a plan to provide loan guarantees to build the reactors, but the proposal is still subject to congressional action. The president says the project would create thousands of construction jobs in the next few years. A U.S. counterterrorism official says the capture of a top Taliban leader represents a severe psychological blow to the group. Mullah Abdul Ghani Baradar was arrested recently in the Pakistani city of Karachi. NPR's Mary Louise Kelly has more.
Mullah Baradar is widely seen as the most significant capture since the start of the war in Afghanistan in 2001. He's run Taliban military operations for years. A U.S. counterterrorism official who spoke on condition he not be named says that having Baradar off the battlefield is good news because it will disrupt plots against the U.S. military and its allies. Still, the official cautions that the Taliban has suffered serious losses before and proven resilient, and there is already buzz in security circles about who will succeed Baradar as the Taliban's second-in-command. Mary Louise Kelly, NPR News, Washington.
Space Shuttle Endeavour Commander George Zamka has urged astronauts to take the covers from the observation deck of the new room at the International Space Station. That was during the final spacewalk of the mission. Zamka congratulated the astronauts as they began their final tasks. He also pointed out their location in orbit.
Just want to let you know you are overflying Poland in the middle of the night, and spokojnie and dobrodzicie to our friends in Poland.
The shuttle will undock from the space station on Friday. Weather is causing more problems for organizers of the Winter Olympics. Rain has washed snow away from the area where spectators were going to stand for many events on Cypress Mountain outside of Vancouver. NPR's Diana Douglas has more.
Cypress Mountain has turned into the stepchild of the Vancouver Olympics. Snow was trucked and flown in to build a half pipe, a ski and snowboard cross course, and the moguls course. Organizers say the snow on the courses is soft but still usable for the competitions. However, warm rain has washed so much snow away that half of the audience has nowhere to stand. The organizers have had to cancel and refund 28,000 tickets now for events up here, including the women's snowboard cross today and the half pipe and parallel giant slalom later this week. Weather problems have plagued this Olympics, with events getting interrupted here and at Whistler, where most of the skiing takes place. Diana Douglas, NPR News, Cypress Mountain.
Asian stocks soared in trading on Wednesday. Japan's Nikkei average of 225 selected issues is up 263 points, or 2.6%. This is NPR News. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon says an international treaty banning cluster bombs will take effect this year. Ban says Burkina Faso and Moldova have now ratified the agreement, bringing ratifications to 30. That's the number needed for the pact to go into effect. The United States and Israel are among the major powers that have not signed the convention. The advocacy group Cluster Munition Coalition says the treaty is binding for only those nations that have signed it. Mexico's bishops have joined the legion of criticism over their government's handling of nations' escalating drug war. James Bleers reports.
In a report, the Mexican Council of Bishops is urging the administration of President Felipe Calderon to swiftly initiate and enact sweeping police reforms to combat rampant drug cartels. Mexico still doesn't have a national police force. The bishops are also warning that the army, which has had to fill this policing inadequacy, can't continue in this unaccustomed role indefinitely, and the soldiers who are shouldering wide-ranging law and order responsibilities must observe and respect human rights. More than 16,000 people have died in drug-related violence throughout Mexico during the last 3 years. For NPR News, I'm James Bleers in Mexico City.
Toyota's president is giving an update on the automaker's global recalls and quality control efforts Wednesday as the company hopes to salvage its reputation. The United States wants Toyota to hand over documents related to the recalls of millions of vehicles to find out how long the automaker knew of safety defects before taking action. I'm Shea Stevens, NPR News from Washington.